Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right here in our operations area. Andy and Dan are on duty today. They're going to be looking at the latest on Tropical Storm Ada, and they've got the latest advisory out just moments ago. 45 miles an hour. This is the 7 a.m. Eastern update. Northeast 13 miles an hour on the movement. And we're looking at the landfall overnight early this morning, Cedar Key, Florida. Let's look at the latest information. Really, the center moving across Florida. I did want to kind of get a bigger picture of this radar because you think about all this moisture here, and we have a cold front up in this area. So you got all this moisture associated with Ada, and then you have a cold front. Well, that's going to spell some heavy rainfall, so get some flooding in some of these areas, not just for Florida, but you know, portions of the Carolinas, even into Virginia as well. This is our latest advisory, the latest forecast. Still got some winds. I mean, 45 mile an hour winds stretching around there. That's especially true in some of those rain bands associated with the system. But with time this afternoon moving offshore, we still have to get some tropical storm force winds, even on the east coast of Florida and portions of extreme southeast Georgia as well, where we got some of those warnings posted. But with time, 1 a.m. Friday right here, and then racing off out into the Atlantic. I did mention that cold front and some of the moisture associated with it. This is the situation here. Right there is our cold front and the moisture. There's Ada, and as Ada moves this way, some of that moisture gets into some of these areas in the Carolinas, could cause some significant flooding in portions of these areas. And looking at some of the details with it, well, Weather Prediction Center has actually put out a moderate risk of some flash flooding for portions of South Carolina, North Carolina. So that could be significant. You can hear, you know, just in this pink area right here, you can see some of that significant flooding. Fayetteville, Raleigh, Durham, Florence, Rocky Mount, Greenville, any one of those areas could see some of those significant rains and flooding. In the yellow area here, for Charlotte, Greensboro, even up to portions of Virginia Beach, any one of those areas, a slight risk of getting some of that flooding rains. And I do want to say some of the rainfall total for today, 2 to 5 inches or more in some spots, especially in these reds colors here, where you can see a lot of that, some of it offshore, but some of it right along the front as well. Some of the other impacts that we have, well, storm surge definitely was one of the big factors in some of the flooding along the coast with Ada around the Tampa area. Starts 2 to 4 foot, still possible. Some of that water still hanging in there, eventually going to drain out. But until those winds relax, it takes some time for some of that wind, that water to get out of some of these areas. So we're going to be continuing to watch associated with that. I do want to share that, you know, with that, and also you start looking at the actual rainfall totals that we have. I did want to share that because it's important, because everyone has to realize, because the water's still high, some of that water got pushed into the bay. And look at this. This is the rainfall that we had, storm total for the Tampa Bay area. And some of these areas in pink here, any one of these pink areas has 6 to 8 inches. But if you notice, you really get in there and start looking at it, some of these purple areas, 8 to 10 inches. So be careful out there. There's still some roads that are flooded. You still have that high tides from the surge, and you have all this rain trying to drain. Got to be careful this morning on any sort of commute. So this is the latest information we have from right here on Tropical Storm Ada from the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida.